blessing, Lord.
Amen.
I tell you, I kind of been struggling today with a thought for a message. I had a message already to go, but I still feel like I need to go with the title that the Lord spoke to. I don't have to go with the title He spoke to. I'm going to take one verse, and I'm going to take and I'll try to preach for what the Lord gave me. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? I'm going to do. God forbid, how shall we that are dead of sin live any longer therein? I want to preach a title, make a clean break. Make a clean break. Y'all pray with me and for me. Grace, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Father God, Lord, this is humble, we know how, Lord, tonight, Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, tonight, Father, you just anoint these lips to pray, Father God, Lord, I pray for what you have to preach, Father God, Lord, what you have to say, Lord, this congregation, Father, Lord, I know, Lord, faith comes by hearing tonight, and hearing by the word of God, Lord, just help me, Lord, I help somebody, Father God, Lord, I know, Lord, tonight, Lord, we must make a clean break, Father God, Lord, just help us, Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus, I do pray.
Bless him, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I gave thought to this tonight. We need to make a clean break. There's no more than this right here. We need to lay aside every weight and every sin that are so evil to set us tonight. I tell you tonight, there are a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the ways thereof are the ways of death. We got to make a clean break from sin. There's so many churches in our land today, they don't want to name sin. But you go back in the book of the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, when leprosy broke out into the camp, brother, he had to go to the priest, and he would announce him clean or unclean. And I think that's the same way it is in the house of God. It's up to a man of God behind the pulpit for him to name sin. But he knows the sin tonight. He needs to be naming it. I'm telling you, the Bible tells me what is sin.
Right.
It tells you what is sin.
Right.
I'm telling you, the man that knoweth to do right and knoweth that not tonight is sin to him. It's sin.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there's so many people in the church world today. I'm speaking of some of my own brother. They get into the church and they want to go backwards. Why is that? Because they ain't fully persuaded in their own mind tonight. They ain't very fully persuaded. I'm telling you, they ain't made a clean break from sin. I'm telling you, no sin gonna enter in. It ain't nothing to be the break of the lie. Anything that defiles tonight.
Right.
Does not enter in that beautiful city.
Right.
It's not the name. Sin.
Right.
You know, my Bible tells me what sin tonight. You know, if we've been flirting with sin, if we've flirting with the world, and you know it tonight, you need to make a clean break from
right.
it.
That's right, amen.
You need to make a clean break. You know, so many times when I was coming along, I had things in my life, Brother Billy, that didn't need to be there. When I would leave the house of God, I get just a few miles up the road, and I'd be puffing on a cigarette. I had to make a clean break from it. It defiles.
Amen.
It defiles tonight. You had to make a clean break. He said, come out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not, handle not that unclean thing. And I will receive you to myself tonight.
Right. Right.
Make a clean break. Right. We got to make a clean break from it. We got to make a clean break. There's many a sin out there, and you know what sin you may be indulging in tonight, but we got to break from it. My Bible tells me, child man is dead to sin, live any longer therein. God forbid tonight. I'm telling you, we was put to death by baptism, and we should be raised in the newness of life.
That's right. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
You know, that's one thing about this old boy. When I took that dip in that lake, you may have been real dirty tonight, but I'm telling you, when I went down, I was putting to death the old man, and I was raised again in newness of life. I'm telling you tonight, I don't want no part of sin. I'm telling you, my Bible tells me tonight, if any man sin, he's got an advocate with the Father.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Got an advocate. But brother, I don't want no parts of the things of this world. I don't want no parts of it. I want to separate from it. Wow. I'm telling you, the Bible tells me still, you know, to live a holy, sanctified, set apart life.
Right.
You know, it was a requirement in the Old Testament.
Yes,
they had to separate themselves from the other ones around the land. Other words, if they didn't separate for long, they would be in idolatry. They would get into idolatry worship. That's where it leads to tonight. I'm telling you, sin, it has its paid days. It does.
Right.
We got to part from it.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm a free man. You know, my Bible tells me that everyone that named the name of Christ, they part from the iniquity.
That's right.
What's iniquity tonight? It's sin.
That's right.
We got to depart from it.
Right.
We got to depart from it. A lot of people think when you come into the house of God, you can get saved and continue the same way you already was. What are you saved from?
Right.
What are you saved from?
Right.
When he saved me, first thing to win was country music. That's one of the first things. I got Linda off my mind. I got her off my mind. I'm telling you, I didn't worry about whose car is parked next door. I got Days of Our Lives out of my mind. I got soap operas out of my mind. Why? Because I wanted to make a clean break.
Right.
A clean break.
Bless him, Lord.
Clean break from sin.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
Ain't no sin going to enter there.
That's right.
No sin. I'm telling you, everything's not sin. But what we know is sin, we got to depart from it.
Right.
My Bible tells me, seek ye the old path and walk in therein. Don't forget the old man marks. Don't forget the rock that you was hewn out of.
Right.
That's right, amen.
Make a clean break.
Right.
Make a clean break. I'm telling you, when I was coming alone, I'm telling you, I just want to obey God a little bit.
Bless him, Lord.
Brother Billy, I struggled with things for 15 long months. I struggled. I kept pushing on. That preacher would get up and preach against sin. Certain sin I was doing. I said, it's me. It's me, Lord. Help me. Help me climb up a little bit higher. Help me to break loose. Help me to break loose tonight.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, the Holy Ghost, he desires the loose one.
Yes.
He desires the loose one. You know, it binds me back to the scripture. You know, where the woman was bowed down and no wise to get up. She was, I'll tell you, a man said, be thou loose. Jesus said, be thou loose from her infirmity. And she rose up and she was straight. I'm telling you tonight, that's the same thing he wants to do to you. He wants to loose you. He wants to loosen you from habits. He wants to loosen you from bondage.
Right.
He wants to loosen you tonight.
Right.
Who wants to be? Who wants to be loose?
Right.
I tell you tonight,
amen,
if you desire to be loose, he has set you free.
Yes.
It's no more than it was when Lazarus was in the tomb with grave clothes, his face bound about with a napkin, and Jesus called his name. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth with grave clothes. He said, loose him. Set him free.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, if you desire to be loose, you can be loose tonight.
Right.
Set him free.
Right.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
He'll set you free.
He will.
I'm living proof what he can do.
Yes.
I was one that was way below the bottom.
Yes.
I was one that was way below the bottom tonight. And he reached way down and he picked me up. He put me upon a rock and established my goings.
Right.
What he done for one, he'll do for all.
That's right.
You looking at one, I used to go to every bar room and every honky tonk in Anderson. I used to hit the dance floors. I used to hit the pool rooms. I used to do it all. But I'm telling you, he loosed me and he set me free.
Yes.
I made a clean break. I made a clean break tonight.
Right.
I tell you, shit on my clean day, shit on my hire. Anybody that decided to make a clean break, they can be broke free tonight.
Right.
Right. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
There's so many times I've seen in the Holiness Church's brother, they come into the house of God, they hear the word, because they don't want to transform over to the ways of holiness. They run to another denomination, trying to soothe the guilt, trying to soothe the condemnation. But I'm telling you tonight, there's no more condemnation. The ones that's in Christ Jesus,
right,
who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh.
Right. Praise the Lord.
There's no condemnation tonight. If you desire to be loose, you can be loosed.
Right.
But a lot of people, they say, when you tell them, I know I need to do these things. I know I need to get rid of this. I know I need to get rid of that. If you know, why ain't you doing it?
That's right.
Right.
Why ain't you doing it?
Right.
Why ain't you getting rid of these things? Why ain't you taking a shedding off the world? Why ain't you shedding off like you need to be? I'm telling you, this gospel, it's still got power for everyone to believe tonight.
Yes,
to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks.
Right.
Woo!
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There's power.
Yes.
Power in the word.
Praise the Lord.
There's power in the blood.
Praise
there's
God.
Power tonight.
Yes,
show it every.
Glory to God.
Show it every. Show the eye.
Praise the Lord.
There's power to set one free.
Right.
Oh, yes,
there's power.
Praise the Lord.
I'm telling you, we don't have to continue in sin.
Right.
We don't have to leave the house of God the way we come.
Right.
We don't have to.
Right.
We can leave it all at the altar.
Right.
We can cast all our care upon Him.
Right.
For He cared for us tonight.
Praise God.
Make a clean break.
Right.
Make a clean break.
That's right.
There's so many times I was chained up to bondage. I was chained up. I was under bondage to the things of this world.
Right.
Wanted to be loose in all my heart. But I didn't know exactly how to go about doing it. But I tell you, I kept seeking God. And I kept praying. And He loosed me. He set me free. I tell you, I still wrote a lot of habits. I put them on the bottom of my feet. And I'm still stomping them today. I'm still stomping them today. I tell you, He's real. The power of God's real. They're the ones that want Him tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's real. The Holy Ghost power is real.
Right. Yes.
You know, I've seen people come in and pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They didn't want to leave and fall into temptation and a snare of the devil.
Right.
That's what they do tonight. But I'm telling you, He loosed them. He loosened them tonight.
Amen.
He loosened them.
Yes, He did.
I don't desire to be on no bondage.
Right.
I desire to make a clean break.
Right.
I tell you, you can get a lot of things in a trap. You know, a lot of animals, brother, out here in the wilderness, they'll gnaw off that foot to get free.
Right.
To get free.
Right.
I don't know what you think tonight, but I want to do what I have to do to be loose, to be free in the Spirit. I'm telling you, the one the Son of Man set free, He's free indeed.
Yes.
I'm free tonight. I've been bought with a price tonight. I glorify God in my body and spirit, which belongs to Him.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
Yes,
praise God.
You know, my Bible tells me you destroy the temple of the Holy Ghost. Him, in other words, you defile the temple of the Holy Ghost. Him will God destroy.
Right.
Which temple you are?
Right.
I don't want to defile the temple. I don't want to put nothing in my body that's harmful tonight. No alcohol, no cigarette smoke, nothing that's going to defile me. Nothing in this world I want me that's going to defile me.
Right.
If this old boy's drunk, I want to be drunk on new wine. No more than was of the disciples. They said he's been full of new wine. He said he's been any drunk yet, as you suppose. See, it ain't but the third hour of the day.
Right.
He was drunk on the Spirit of God.
Right.
That's what he desires to do for us.
Right.
He desires to give us what we want.
Yes, he does. Right.
Who am I speaking to tonight?
Praise the Lord.
I battled all day long. All day long. Make a clean break. Make a clean break. Sin, it defiles.
Yes.
It defiles. You know, the Bible says nothing to enter into a man can defile a man.
Right.
As it goes out in the drought. But what comes out of his mouth, that defiles the man.
Right. Right.
I tell you, I can defile you tonight.
Right. Right.
And I even had a brother to tell me, Billy, a long time ago, he said he took in scripture and just said, he said, he doesn't enter into a man to defile him. He doesn't get enter that to defile him. He used that scripture and he twisted it and tried to make it right when he smoked. But he can't do that. That's defilement. That's defilement of the temple. I tell you, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when you defile the temple, he takes his flight. He don't dwell where it's unclean.
That is right.
Amen.
He don't dwell where it's unclean.
Right.
I'm telling you, you know what my Bible tells me? Let everybody that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Sin is not going to enter in, brother. Sin. That's a stink to the nostril of God. It's sin. And it's not only spoken as sin. It's different kinds of sin. I'm telling you, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not do these things.
Right. Right.
And if you do them, what are you doing? You defile yourself.
Right.
And it's sin. And there's no sin going to enter in. You know, sin is going to enter in there. You know, that's going to be a pure city. It's going to be a pure city. It's going to be one for the ones that's washed their clothes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's the ones it's going to be for. I'm telling you, that's what we need to do tonight. We need to wash our clothes because he's coming back after a church tonight. He's coming back after a bride. The one that's sanctified and blood washed. One without spot, wrinkle, or blemish or any such thing. Are you in that church tonight?
Lord.
Are you in that church?
Lord.
Huh? Are you in that church? And old Gabriel wish to wet his lips tonight and blow his horn. Are you ready?
Right.
Are you ready?
Praise God.
I heard a long time ago that the Savior wish to stop by your house. Did you invite him on in? Or would you have to hide things? Would you have to take turn things off? Would you have to dust your Bible off if the Savior was to stop by?
That's right.
Sin is not to enter in. It's not to enter in. We got to part from it. We got to part from
yes.
it. You know, in my flesh dwells no good thing.
Right.
I'm going to preach it one of these days. We're in spiritual tug of war. You know, the flesh is warring against the spirit, and the spirit is against the flesh. We're in a spiritual warfare tonight.
That's right.
We fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Take unto yourself the whole armor of God that you can do all to stand in this evil day.
Praise God.
Amen.
We got to have on the whole armor.
Right.
You know, it talks about having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel.
Right.
Huh? Having your loins girded with the truth.
Right.
Huh? Taking the sword of the Spirit.
Right.
Having on the helmet of salvation. That's just a few of them. Are you equipping yourself? You know, you look at a Roman soldier. He's fully equipped for the battle. I'm telling you tonight, we fully equipped. If we got the Holy Ghost tonight, you fully equipped.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
The only thing on that soldier, on a Christian soldier is not armed, is his back. Is his back. You know why his back is not armed? Because he don't retreat. He don't go backwards. He keeps going forward. He keeps going forward tonight. And that's what the church of God needs to do. We need to go forward. We need to lay aside them ways in that sin.
Right. Praise the Lord.
You know, we're going to break gravity one of these days. The spirit of gravity, the law of gravity. And we're going to go up. You know, Brother Hart said, he said he could come after 6,000 feet in the air.
Right.
You know, if we got sin just holding to us, that's what holds us down, brother. That's what holds us down. If you got sin, you're not going to float. If you ain't got sin, you ain't going to stay in the boat.
Right.
We got to stop the sin business.
Right.
Right. Come on. You know, it's no more rain out while ago. You know, when the one had the leprosy, it was no more than this. He'd go to that priest and he'll look at him. I'll just use Brother Donnie for example. He'll look at him. He said, "That's a spot. Let's lock him up 7 days. Let's lock him up. Let's see if he ain't got that leprosy breaking out in the camp." And he'll take him come to him in 7 days. And he'll see a scale on the bald head. And he said, "It's a leprosy in the camp." I'm telling you, that's symbolic tonight. It's the same way in the church. I'm telling you, sin has spread.
Right.
It has spread in the camp.
Right.
You know who once got the leprosy, Brother Joel? They got to stand outside the camp and holler, "Unclean, unclean."
Right.
I'm telling you, it was unclean. And that's the same way it is. If you flirting with sin, you unclean. There you are.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's time to stop the sinning business.
Right.
It's time to make sure your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm telling you, Brother Donnie preached it the other night. You know, he can blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm telling you, you can turn from grace. You can walk away from grace. And he'll blot your name out.
Right.
Right.
If you keep sinning, I'm telling you, he'll blot your name out.
Right.
He'll sign you over to a reprobate mind and let you be alive and be damned because you don't want to come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Right.
Right.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Right.
You know, one place he said, "Don't be angry with me because I tell you the truth."
Right.
Don't get angry with a man of God when he preaches the truth.
Right.
Don't get mad at the ones behind the pulpit when they're trying to share something with you that'll save your soul.
Right.
That'll get you ready for heaven.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You know, there's so many times I've been sitting in the same place you're sitting, and the word hit my toes. I said, "Lord, just help me. Lord, just help me to climb up a little bit higher. Lord, just help me, Lord. Lord, you just help me get through this one. Lord, just help me to lay it down. Lord, I know these victories are on the other side. Lord, just help me tonight."
Yes.
Brought him in.
And that's what we got to do.
That's right.
When we get humble and we get hungry, we start seeking the Lord for sanctification. He'll sanctify us.
That's right.
You know what the Bible tells me? It's the will of God, your sanctification. The Bible tells me each and every one of us are to know how to prepare his vessel in sanctification and in honor. Every one of us ought to know how to do that. Every single one of us.
That's
right, amen.
It's holiness. It's holiness tonight. There's few churches around the land that preach holiness. Ain't many doing it no more. Because they got their eyes off on the 10% that falls in the offering plate. They got their eyes off on number. It's not on number tonight. It's not on tithes and offerings. Because I'm telling you tonight, he says, "Fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasures that give unto you the kingdom."
That's right.
He wants to give you the kingdom.
That's
right. You know, he's the God of little things, Brother Joel.
Right.
He's the God of little things. When we're ready, when we make ourselves ready for him, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing when you can take and close your eyes and go to sleep at night.
That's right.
There won't be no sin there.
Right.
Knowing there's nothing there. Knowing that the Lord was to call your name tonight, that be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Right.
If you can say them things, he'll give his beloved sleep.
That's right.
Thank God. I know what the Lord can do tonight. I know how he can set one free.
Yeah.
I was no more than it was. I was just as bound as Peter was when he was locked into the jail. You know, I was just as bound as Paul and Silas when they was taken and thrown in jail. I was bound by sin. You know, they was arrested, but I was locked up to sin. I tell you, somebody, they took and called my name out, and they started taking and praying for me, and the chains fell off. The foundation of the house rocked, and that old jail cell opened, and I went free tonight.
Praise the Lord.
That's right, amen.
Free.
That's right.
There's freedom. When you come by the way of the cross, there's freedom.
That's
right.
There's freedom. I get what you're talking about preaching tonight, Brother Frankie. It all comes by the way of the cross. It all comes by humbling oneself. It all comes by being hungry.
Right.
Being hungry. I'm telling you, when you get sanctified, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, it makes you a candidate for the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Amen.
And when you get for a candidate of the Holy Ghost, when you get sanctified up real good, you start seeing them hands swing into the air because you're getting freed up now.
Right.
You're coming out of bondage now, so you're free to worship.
Right.
Right. Amen.
I can worship God in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
In spirit, I say, in the truth.
That's right.
He seeketh us to worship him tonight.
Right.
The ones that want to worship him must worship him.
That's right.
In spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Who am I preaching to tonight?
Yes,
all I want to do is obey God just a little while, Brother Donnie. This thought just wouldn't come out of my mind. I couldn't get it off. I think we need to make a clean break. I couldn't get it off. I had another message just giving up tonight. But I couldn't get it off my mind. I'm telling you, I'm a preacher that uses a bunch of notes. But tonight is barefooted. Tonight is coming down. Straight from the court of the heaven. I'm telling you tonight, do away with sin.
Right.
Right. Do away with sin.
Yes.
Sin will take you further than you want to go, brother.
Right.
It'll keep you longer than you want to stay.
Right.
And the price thereof is more than you want to pay.
Right.
Sin's got its payday. If you don't believe me, you look at old rich man. When a rich man died and had a funeral, was buried, and in hell he lifted his eyes.
Right.
In torment. He was in torment. He said, "Won't you send Lazarus to my brother's house? Or they won't have to come here to
right.
this place of torment."
Amen.
I'm telling you, he was tormented so bad tonight. He wanted old Lazarus, the man that was full of sores, just to dip his finger in water and cool his tongue because he was tormented in flames.
Right.
What put him there tonight? Sin.
Right.
Sin.
Right.
The devil comes to steal, to kill,
Amen.
And to destroy you.
Right.
But Jesus said, "I come to give life.
Yes.
And give life more abundantly."
Right.
I'm telling you, he gave his life for the sheep.
Right.
He's the good shepherd.
Right.
He cares for the sheep. I'm telling you, a hireling cares not for the sheep. They say if the wolf coming, and I tell you, they scattered the flock tonight.
Listen,
the flock scattered. Why? Because they're hireling, and they don't care for the sheep.
Sure. Right. Come on.
I thank God tonight.
Bless
I thank God tonight. He's one that cares for us.
Right.
All we have to do is make few requirements. All few requirements. You know, I think being saved is a requirement to make it to heaven. Sanctified, living a holy life. set apart. I believe it's a requirement to make it to heaven. I believe you got to be sanctified. If you know about it, I believe you do. But you said, what about a thief on the cross? I know the thief on the cross. He said, remember me when you come into our kingdom. He said, the day thou shalt be with me in paradise. But I believe the Lord took right then. He sanctified his heart.
Right.
Amen.
It's the will of God. Even your sanctification.
Right.
Right.
We got to know what to lay down.